Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on frequencies. And our intention is that everybody might find their own frequency. Before we get started, I want to tell you some things that are going on at the Institute here in San Francisco. We've got coming up May 23rd is our next semester, our 3.5 month sound healing certificate program. It's a few nights a week and some weekends, and it's a pretty profound experience. It's really transformative. I mean, seriously transformative. And we've got over a dozen instructors that provide a full perspective on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. If you pay in full by February 20th, you can get $600 off even. So that's coming up. Also, we've got the summer intensive. If you're out of town, it's a really good way to do it. It's from May 5th. Let's see, what are the dates here? Yeah, May 5th to the 18th is 2 weeks in June. I'm sorry, June 5th. To the 18th, and that's 2 weeks straight, 10 to 9:30 every day. Very immersive. You go into the zone. You go deeper and deeper. It's a very powerful workshop, and that's actually half of the certificate program. And you can do just that half, or you can come back in August, from August 7th to the 19th, and do the second half, and that. Second half you could also do online as well. We've got the online classes happening. You could start just about any time. I think you can start this week, Tuesday. Let's see. You could start Thursday this week if you wanted to jump in. We start about every 2 weeks, kind of ongoing classes. And that's the certificate program also. It's two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. San Francisco time, and also Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. San Francisco time. But if you can't make those times, you could always watch the videos, and we can do check-ins as well, or you can do a combination of live online and video online. So, and both of those certificate programs at the Institute or online are the first semester of the degree program if you wanted to continue. So that's the sound healing program. We also have our audio recording program starting May 23rd, and we've got a intensive version of that actually in July, the whole month of July. I think it's around 1st of July to the end of July. Or you could do the 3 month program, 3.5 month program starting May 23rd. And that's about how to do audio production. Of course, I've got the top selling books in the field, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. And we've got three recording studios, but online it works really well. Actually, we're going to be starting in about a week and a half. We're going to be starting. Maybe 2 weeks, actually. We'll be starting the online version of the audio program. And it works really well. You learn all about recording, mixing, and producing, mostly on Pro Tools, but you could use other programs as well. So that's completely separate than the sound healing program. We also have some events coming up. Let's see, on February 28th, we've got an open house here at the Institute from 1 to 6 p.m. We vibrate everybody into bliss, talk about many aspects of sound, and do a lot of meditations. We've also got a lot of sound tables and sound chairs that people get to go on. So that's Sunday, February 28th, 1 to 6 p.m. We also have a 3-day sound healing retreat that is March 11th to the 13th. At my house out here in the headlands, of the Marin Headlands, right by Rodeo Beach. Unbelievably beautiful place, and includes lodging and meals for $7.85, and it's limited to 6 people. So if you're interested, you can let us know as soon as possible. You can call us at 415-777-2486, 415-777-2486, or you can email at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and all information is at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have another event, the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat, is July 9th and 10th at Stewart Mineral Springs in Mount Shasta. Right now it's only $165 for that. Any other events? I think those are our main events coming up. We have meetups every so often as well. If you check online, you can see on each page it shows any meetups that are happening. We also have Treatment Center. We do online treatments, or we do treatments at the Institute. We can find your soul frequency that makes you peaceful and helps your immune system flourish. Or we can help you find what frequency is missing in your system with a voice analysis. And that we then give you CDs in either your frequency or the frequency that's missing, and it's been really effective. We also do massage on the sound table. We also do tuning fork treatments, crystal bowl treatments, voice treatments, full range of treatments, including chakra treatments as well. So you can check that out at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have all types of stuff in our store. We have crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. Oh, we've got about 100 different sound healing instruments at our store. It's really amazing. And technologies and sound tables and sound chairs, which are really profound. I get on almost every day. It's a massage table or chair with subwoofers mounted on the bottom that vibrates you intensely. It's really good for any neurological stuff, or any, also good for anything emotional. Wipes it out in 10 minutes or less and feels really good too. Okay, also we do sell biomats as well, amethyst crystal mats. So that's what's happening. Soundhealingcenter.com, you can find everything. Or, one other thing, we have the Sound Healing Research Foundation now. We are taking donations for a wide range of research projects. You can find research projects and research information about 70 clinical research papers at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. Soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. We're also now working on a database of practitioners so that you can find a practitioner in your area, or find a practitioner that does a specific type of sound healing treatment as well. And we're going to have over 200 sound healing papers posted within a couple of weeks here. Again, the soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. Also, their main project is the Genome Project, where we're mapping every frequency in the body. Every frequency. It's a long-term project, and looks like we're getting major funding to be able to do it. Oh, the other thing is we just got funding to bring sound healing into Montessori schools. We just got the check this week, and it's very cool. We're actually creating a whole curriculum of sound healing for Montessori schools, which will eventually be brought into all public schools on the planet. Just imagine kids growing up with tools to be able to heal themselves and heal others physically, emotionally, mentally. and spiritually. It will change the world drastically. So we're off and running. So speaking of frequencies in the body, mapping the frequency body, today we're talking about frequencies. You know, I've talked before about the whole hierarchy where frequencies are the basis of everything, and then a bunch of frequencies make up sounds or timbres. A bunch of timbres make up a musical interval or a chord. And then changing musical intervals over time and changing frequencies create melodies and rhythms, which is music. And then you add energy to that or intention, and you go to a whole nother level where you're synchronizing vibration and frequency at the same time. So I think just recently we talked about timbres, different sounds, because a lot of people do get stuck on the actual frequency when actual sounds, which are a combination of frequencies, can actually be even more powerful. But frequencies are very cool and very specific. You know, for the most part, whenever you do sound healing, you can go two different ways. You can actually work on specific parts of the body or specific issues, whether they're emotional or physical, or specific diseases. And you can also, the second way you can go is to not really focus on what's wrong, to really focus on what's right. So resonate things like compassion, resonate things like love or joy or gratitude, or resonate the frequency of your soul, or resonate the frequency of God or source energy. So instead of focusing on one specific thing, you can get very general. You can use specific frequencies for specific things, or you can use the frequencies for the more general things like compassion and love and such. Although it's not as definite as we'll talk about. The frequencies for these higher emotions seem to be not as definitive. In other words, they seem different, to be different from person to person. Whereas the frequencies, well, even the frequencies in the body can be different from person to person. Although I think a lot of the frequencies in the body are the same. My guess, to be proven by research, is that the frequencies of the cells in the body are actually the same from person to person. It might be a little bit different, but my guess is that they are the same. I would also guess that the frequency of the materials in the body are the same from person to person, so that the muscles material, the bone material, and all the different ligaments, all the different parts of the body, material parts of the body that are just simply the materials that make up the body. I bet you those are very much the same from person to person, because bones are the same from person to person. So that's my reasoning. Again, that's all to be figured out. Although I would say that overall organs, like the overall frequency of your heart, might very likely be different from person to person. The overall frequency of your spleen or your kidneys is going to probably be different from person to person. Of course, the rhythms in the body are different from person to person. I mean, we know that for sure. The heart rate from one person to another is quite different and can be quite a bit faster or slower. We know that brainwave rates are different from people to people. So there's a lot of things that are definitely going to be different from people to people, person to person. So when you get down to frequencies, they can be very specific, but a frequency can be a portal to another realm. I mean, if you get the right frequency, you can heal the organ. When you find the frequency of anything, it actually unleashes stored energy. In fact, the resonant definition of the resonant frequency of anything in physics is a place that stores energy. So when you find the frequency of anything, you unleash infinite energy, actually, which is really cool. Also, when you find the frequency of any part of the body, you actually trigger its metabolism. Whenever you play a frequency to a cell, research shows that the cell starts humming at its own frequency. The problem is when something stops vibrating consistently. It's kind of like fibrillation of the heart. Instead of vibrating at its own rhythm, it starts doing a chaotic rhythm. You can translate that into cells. When they stop vibrating at their own frequency, what they do, they don't normally go to another frequency. That's kind of a major disease. They actually start doing static, kind of a distortion, like, which is exactly like stress. And so the trick is to get the cell or the part of the body back humming consistently at its own frequency. And it's interesting that humming consistently corresponds precisely to the vowels. So the vowel is consistent, where static is not. Two completely different sounds. Static breaks down your system, whereas the consistent hum is where the health is. Now, when you get the consistent hum at the right frequency, it's very cool. Let's talk about some of the frequencies that are really very effective and very profound. First of all, the lowest frequency we can hear is around 25 hertz. And this stimulates mitochondria growth in the cells. It's also the frequency of the kitty cat purr. It's like this. Everybody go there. Everybody do a kitty cat purr. That's a very low frequency. In fact, if you had a room full of kitty cats, you could knock down a building. It's a very powerful frequency, 25 hertz. The frequency of the root chakra, often think of as a little higher, around 30 to 40 hertz. I can only sing down to 50 hertz. The lowest note I can hit with my voice is 50 hertz. Oh, I can do a kitty cat purr, but as far as a note, that's about 50 hertz there. Oh, and that's right around the resonant frequency of bones, which are actually 45 hertz. It's been shown in two research projects that 45 hertz actually can regenerate bones. Oh. And it's funny, the second harmonic of a kitty cat purr is actually right around the 45 hertz. So they found that the bones in cats are actually much denser than other animals. In fact, that's probably why we never see a cast or a broken bone on a kitty cat, right? It's because they got really dense bones. So if you ever get a broken bone, it's really cool to get a kitty treats. It's also funny that a hummingbird is almost the exact same frequency as a cat purr. Although hummingbirds are not as consistently at that frequency. They're both around 50 hertz. So a cat purr, second harmonic of a cat purr, the first harmonic is lower, but the second harmonic and a hummingbird are at about 50 hertz. Oh. And that's often about the root chakra, right? Second chakra, often think of around 100 hertz. Oh. actually, let me play my frequency. I'll get exact here. Ooh, actually, that's right there. Ooh, that's 100 hertz. Ooh. When I play that frequency, my vocal cords are going back and forth 100 times a second and actually creating little cymatic patterns, mandala-like patterns in every water droplet in your body if you're listening to speakers, and especially in your ears if you're just listening to headphones now. 111 hertz is a really auspicious frequency. Any of the triple numbers are really auspicious. This guy Bob Beck says that it's really 111 hertz is really good for cell rejuvenation. And there are many sacred sites where you can find this frequency humming in the sacred site, oddly enough. Also, we had there was a woman who took my online program, and she said that before she took the program, she had a migraine. And she then was up late and heard a voice that said, "Tone this." So she looked at her digital clock and it said 111. So she did a search for frequencies and found our website and played 111 hertz and her headache went away. So the next day she signed up for the certificate program and then ended up doing her final paper on 111 hertz and found that it's been used since the beginning of time as a very powerful frequency, 111 hertz. Let's sing it again. You can tone along with it. Sing with me. Check it out. Feel how it feels in your body. Cool. Used to be one of the most auspicious or most used frequencies in the field of sound healing was the Ohm frequency, which is 136.102 hertz. This is based on a mathematical calculation of the Earth going around the sun. And it is, the way they calculate it is they actually take the number of seconds that it takes to for the Earth to go around the sun, and then they put one over that number and octavize it up until they get 136.102. Many tuning forks, including the Accutonix tuning forks, are tuned to this. If you buy an Earth gong, it's tuned to 136.102. So a lot of people think of this as the frequency of the Earth. Let me sing it. I think of it as a very grounding frequency as well. Ooh, 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 sing along. Ooh. 136 is right around, is a really easy frequency or to sing for guys. And it's just at the bottom edge of easiness to sing for women. So it's a kind of in between the men and women frequency, the main frequencies that are easiest to sing. Then we have the frequency of the spinning of the Earth. Again, it's the number of seconds it takes for the Earth to spin for one day, divided by one, and or divided into one, and then octavized up, which means doubled. Octavized means to double the frequency. And they get 194.18 hertz. Here's that frequency. I often think of that as the third chakra as well. Although, again, there's nothing definitive about the chakras. Different people are going to try different frequencies, and there's different charts, all types. We have a chart with about 7 or 8 different ways of mapping out the frequencies of chakras. So there's no like agreement on it very much at all. And so then there's the average voice, and also the main frequency of the King's Chamber and the Great Pyramid, which is 250 hertz, 250 vibrations per second. Okay, so go ahead and sing this. This is where I go whenever I sing Universal Love, is about 250 hertz. Also, we did a research project where we got people in the zone with the free, with some meditations on love, and then had them play with a tone generator. And there was a little bit of a bell curve around 250 to 300 hertz. When I was in Egypt and I was doing toning in the chambers and the different temples there and pyramids, when the ceiling opened up and love poured in, that's the frequency I heard was. I'm not saying that's the frequency of love for everybody, but I think it's very close to that range. Although in the research project we did, people were all over the place. I mean, some people were like down around 40 hertz. Oh, some people were up at around 10,000 hertz. I mean, it was like all over the place. But there was a little bit of curve around 250 to 300 hertz, probably because that's the most comfortable place for people to tone, it's especially for women. It's really very comfortable for men to tone as well if they go to falsetto, which is what I'm doing now. Falsetto is here. It's interesting to actually find the frequency of your own voice, the key of your voice, the main frequency that you speak in. And all you have to do is open your mouth and breathe out with the least amount of energy possible and do an ah. So it's like, for me, it would be, that's the main note and main frequency of my voice. You know, there's a program you can get for free on the phone, which my favorite, there's tons of them actually. My favorite is N-Track-Tuner, N-Track-Tuner. If you just do a search for frequency reader or frequency reader, you can find one online as well, although it's a little trickier to get working. But on the phone, it's really easy. You can sing into it and hear or play any instrument. You can see what frequency it is. Okay. You know, there's a lot of very specific frequencies that are on the internet. If you do a search for frequencies, there's hundreds of them. And in the classes, we hand out about 6,000. And probably the most well-researched frequencies are the Sima frequencies. These were researched by the Germans in the war. And there's some – it's really profound how effective – these Sima frequencies are. We actually have a little 3x3 cube, which is like a subwoofer that you can put on your body with these frequencies, but you can also put them on your body with just headphones. So I want to play one of these frequencies to give you an idea. It's not music, it's just frequency. And this one is for the thyroid. So what would be cool is take, if you're listening to headphones or if you have headphones, take the headphones off your ears and wrap them around your neck. So that's how it works. You place the headphones on the thyroid, on your neck. Okay? So let's play, it's a 2-minute version. So let's play the frequency of the thyroid and put your headphones or speakers on the neck. Thank you. Trying to look up, see if I can find the actual frequency of that. It's actually five frequencies is what we just heard. Let's see. As I'm speaking, let me look in the different charts here. We have frequencies for, oh my God, for just about everything you can imagine, from anemia to blood pressure, bursitis. And we got them for bones and muscles and nerves and tendons and ligaments, and for digestion, every kidneys, for here we go. Here's the thyroid. So what you just heard, the main frequency was 1,174 hertz. And then the other frequencies were 932. Actually, 932 is in there twice. And then 1,090 and 1,334. But the main resonant frequency of the thyroid, according to these guys, is 1,174. Yeah. I mean, just imagine, this is what we're doing with the Sound Healing Research Foundation, that one day you got a thyroid issue, you go in and they play the frequency of a healthy thyroid for you. Even if it's different from person to person, they have it figured out for you and play it, and your thyroid is completely healed. And what's so cool about when you use frequencies is frequencies only resonate whatever equals that frequency in the body. So a frequency will not vibrate hardly anything else in the body other than what it's focused on. It's kind of like when you work with kidney stones. The reason the frequency doesn't hurt the rest of the body at all is because it's just the frequency of the kidney stones. Okay? So that's what it's very cool. There's no collateral damage with frequencies. I mean, it's where we're headed. This is going to be the new medicine, when you can specifically find not only the frequency of every cell, of every organ, of every part of the body, oh my God, but also the frequency of every vitamin. I mean, it's already well known in this field that if you play a frequency of a vitamin or a mineral or anything like that, it can create it in the body. It will manifest it in the body. Jeffrey Thompson's done research where he actually found the frequency of oxygen. And actually, in the research in the hospital, he proved that when you play this frequency, it oxygenates the blood. So ultimately, we'll be taking frequency vitamins so we can get a full balance of frequencies in the body. I mean, it's really where it's all headed. Okay, let's go a little bit further here. Then we get into the whole range of the solfeggio frequencies. The solfeggio frequencies you might have heard of have a lot of misinformation that's out there. If you go on the internet, it's just wacky how crazy and how much misinformation. The solfeggio frequencies were discovered about 30 years ago by a guy named Joseph Pelayo. He actually did numerology on the Bible. One of our instructors, Randy Masters, knows him and has been to his house. So we have the definitive scoop on this. Right? And so what he did is he took the letters of the Bible and changed them into numbers. And what is interesting about this is throughout the Bible, the only numbers that showed up were 396, 417, 528, 639, and 741, and 852. So those six numbers kept repeating, only those six numbers. And that's like bizarre that only those six numbers kept repeating when they did numerology on the Bible. I mean, that's really bizarre. And what's interesting about each of those numbers is in numerology, they all convert to a 3, 6, or 9. So if you take 396, and add the 3 and the 9 of the 396, you get 12. You add the 6, you get 18. 18, that equals a 9. If you take the 4, 17, the 4 plus 1 is 5, 5 plus 7 is 12, and then the 1 and the 2 of the 12 equals a 3. So all the solfeggio numbers are 3, 6, and 9. So someone thought, oh, well, let's use these numbers for as frequencies. And that's the way a lot of frequencies come about, is frequencies come commonly, not always, but a lot of the frequencies that are used are simply numbers. So when you get down to it, a lot of frequencies are based on numerology in a way, or based on actual numbers or length in different sacred sites, or even, you know, latitude and longitude. There's all types of things where frequencies have come from numbers. Now, there's other frequencies that are actually based on the vibrational rate of something, which are coming from frequencies instead of from numbers. But solfeggio frequencies came from numbers, which is, you know, a little different than a frequency. And then one day somebody thought, okay, let's add some vowels to these frequencies, these numerology numbers, right? And so they thought, let's use do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, which are called solfege. And those vowels came from Father Guido in 1000 AD. So then people got confused and they thought, oh, maybe these frequencies came from 1000 AD, back when they did Gregorian chant. And someone then started posting on the internet, oh, these are from Gregorian chant. Oh, Lord, help us. No, they're not from Gregorian chant. They're from Father Joseph Paleo, who's not even a father, right? And 30 years ago, that's where they came from. So now a lot of people think those are ancient frequencies, and they're not. They were never used back then. So they are auspicious, though, because of their numerological uniqueness and the fact that they came from the Bible, and there are 3, 6s, and 9s. So, and a lot of people say that these frequencies are really have something to do with the structure of DNA, but I've never really seen the definitive science on that. And, you know, a lot of people are using them, but if you use all these frequencies together, they're actually very dissonant. So if you go on the internet, what they do is on YouTube, when they tune to the solfeggio frequencies, they're normally tuning to one of them at a time. So they'll tune to a very specific frequency. Now, there's these different meanings that people have come up with for the solfeggio frequencies, like 396 is liberating guilt and fear. 417 is undoing situations and facilitating change. 528 is love and the frequency of the heart. 639 is connecting and relationships. But these are not ancient meanings. These also were just, someone came up with them just recently. So, you know, it's a little bit of woo-woo here. But it's also a lot of people have had some really positive experiences with them. So, I am not a baby tosser. I will not throw out any frequencies with the bathwater. So, they're fun to play with. They're very much fun to play with. So, here is the 639. Let me sing this one. Connecting relationships. It's very high. My kitty cat likes that one. Here's 741 hertz, awakening intuition. See if you can sing that high. That's really high. Okay. And then 1,000 hertz, which I often think of as the third eye, is up here at if we go back down below our hearing range, there's all the frequencies become rhythms. And one of the most auspicious rhythms is that of the Schumann resonance. This is an actual frequency vibrating in our atmosphere. It's triggered by lightning, and lightning strikes all the time. There's always lightning striking somewhere on the planet. So the atmosphere is resonating between the Earth and the ionosphere always at 7.83 hertz. And it's pretty stable. Some people say it's going up and down, but HeartMath actually shows it to be very stable. It goes up and down a little bit. And so it's actually at a rhythm of like this. And what they found is if you don't get that frequency, you can get sick. So they give it to astronauts when they're in outer space. And the problem is cell phone towers and the electromagnetism in a city wipes it out. So it's really very cool to actually use these frequencies of sound to actually get it back into your body. I sell a CD called the Schumann frequency that has this frequency on it. It's also in one of the songs on the Holding Frequency CD. And I want to play that. What we did is we actually toned, we actually played music, tuned the synthesizers, and then had about 30 people tone to the Schumann resonance, which we octavized up so it'd be in a range we could hear. Now, another thing that's really cool is to tune into these higher frequencies of things like gratitude and love. And what we actually did is we had our whole class tone the frequency of compassion. Now, there's not necessarily a specific frequency for compassion that people have come up with, but we just played with different notes until we found one that felt right. And then we toned compassion for about 10 minutes with about 30 people. So go, let's play that. And everybody, if you like, go ahead and tone along with the intention of connecting to compassion for yourself and others. that's compassion. It's really cool to really just tune in to what note or frequency feels like compassion for you and then resonate. Because whenever you do a frequency and an intention at the same time, it makes it way more powerful and brings it into your body and into the planet, into the whole planet more. We did find the Schumann recording. This is the Schumann. Here's the one of the frequency in the atmosphere. It starts off a little with just bass in the beginning. So if you have, if you don't have anything with bass on your computer, you won't hear the beginning. But then go ahead and tone along with this to reconnect to Earth. And I'm going to leave you with this one, with that frequency of the Earth, and with the, again, the intention that you find your own frequency and are able to hold that forever. Thanks for listening, and tone along if you like with this Schumann resonance recording. Take care.